worship you. You are God, and there is none else. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Is there somebody excited to be in the presence of the Lord? Make a joyful noise. Presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! We congratulate Dunamis Lusaka, Zambia for the first set of their graduates from foundation class. I think we have their pictures on the screen. That's right. Graduates from the foundation class. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Kenya, sir.
Sorry. This is Kenya, not Zambia. Kenya, yes. Zambia is there, and this is Kenya. We just saw Zambia not too long ago. And then the Dunamis in Holland, The Hague, starts this morning. I'm sure they will show us this picture later on where necessary. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23, all the way to verse 26. It said, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Verse 27. "And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Say a louder amen. Speaking very quickly on the subject, eliminating curses and establishing blessings. Eliminating curses and establishing blessings. Our objective, number one, is to understand the root of curses, or the roots of curses, And then understanding number two, the secrets of blessing. Of blessings. We know from scripture that the first thing God released unto man at creation is called the blessing. At creation. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 27. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created him, the male and female created him, and God blessed them. The first thing God released to man at creation was the blessing. It's also important to note that a major responsibility of the priest is the blessing of the people. We just read that in Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 all the way to verse 27. A major assignment of the priests is the release of the blessing to the people of God. Priests, prophets, and fathers are channels of God's blessing to God's people. We see that in Genesis 27 and in verse 27, where the blessing of the Lord was being released by Isaac upon Jacob. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine." That blessing is coming upon somebody. Say aloud, amen. So a major assignment of the... Now, God the Father is a blesser, and God has committed the blessing also into the hands of the priests, the prophets, and fathers. It's important to know that the release of the blessing is the reversal of curses. The way the light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend. The release of the blessing is the reversal of curses. The establishment of the blessing is the elimination of the curses. And today, the blessing is being released to delete and collapse curses in the life of somebody. If you are that one, you say a louder amen. Whatever has followed you, I don't know where it followed you from. But I am anointed to announce today, every wrong thing that followed you from your father's house, from the house of a witch or a wizard, from an occultic realm, today they shall be collapsed. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the Lord must say amen. One young man who came to our church, he said everybody is following him to church from wherever he was before. I said, no, that is not how to do it. You don't pull people from other churches to another one. He said, no, it's not pulling them. They only saw his life and saw how transformed his life became. He said, because where he was before, nobody believed that there was anything called covenants or curses that could work against people. So nothing was done about it. So people remained with their curses and their demonic issues. But the moment God linked him up and those things were deleted and his life shifted in a hurry, became a major property developer. The people saw him and they want to follow him to where he came from. Unbeliever friends and loved ones who know you before today, they will see what will happen to you. And they would like to follow you to know your God. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am blessed beyond the curse. Say, every curse in my life is living today.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
That's right. I see the Dynamis Church connected everywhere around the world. And it's good you are bringing them up so they can see themselves in the church. Anywhere we are around this world, something is happening today. Now, what are the roots of causes? It's important to note so that what can be avoided can be avoided. Number one is disobedience or transgression. Disobedience. Adam disobeyed God and attracted the curse. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 all the way to verse 19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of the which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall he bring to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it were you taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The life of disobedience, the life of transgression, will either bring the curse or establish a person in curses. In Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1, we saw what the scripture was saying. I said, then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold a flying roll. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then he said unto me, this is a curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth teeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it. And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off. That is liars on this side according to it. I will bring it forth, said the Lord of hosts. And he shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely, liars by my name. And he shall remain in the midst of the house and consume it with the timber thereof. Iniquity invites calamity. Curses are attracted by disobedience and transgressions, or they remain established. This is practical. A person is a thief. He lives, his life is the life of a thief. Both God and the people he's stealing from are cursing him. Number two is ancestral hereditary or generational transfers. Ancestral hereditary or generational transfers. Where a negative pattern follows a lineage. I'm sure you remember the lineage of Abraham. Abraham lied that Sarah was his wife. Isaac lied that Sarah was his sister. Isaac lied that Rebecca was his sister. Jacob lied that he was Esau. Sarah was barren. Couldn't give birth on time. Rebecca was barren. Rachel and Leah were both barren. But God saw that Leah was hated. He opened her womb, but Rachel remained barren. Do you understand that? This was like a pattern that was running in the family. The firstborn sons wouldn't inherit the inheritance. Ishmael was first before Isaac, but Isaac received the promise. You come from there and come to the family of Isaac. You have Esau and Jacob. Esau is first, but Jacob inherited the promise. Then you come again to Jacob's family. Reuben is first, but Reuben was a useless boy that inherited nothing. So the firstborn in that family didn't get the inheritance. So you see the pattern running in that kind of family until Jacob wrestled and broke it at the end. Because of time, I have so much to say, I might not go into detail right now. But in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29, all the way to verse 30, the Bible recognized that, and he said, in those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. He said, but everyone shall die for his own iniquity. The man who eats the sour grape, it is his teeth that shall be set on edge. My father cannot sin, and his sin affect my life. My forefathers cannot commit a transgression that affects me.
Am I communicating at all here? So you have negative family patterns, but that was why Jesus Christ came. I stand there by the anointing and the mantle of God. Every negative cycle from your father's house, from your mother's line, that is affecting people in your family, today, in this blessing service, that pattern is broken. Every inherited liability, ancestral liability, generational liability that has affected your own life, that is likely to affect your own children, I declare it is broken. The way your mother's marriage went, your marriage cannot go like that. The way the marriage of your family went, yours can't go like that. The way people rise and crash in your family, you will not rise and crash like that. The way your father ended, you cannot end like that. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Something is happening today. Ancestral, hereditary, generational transfer. Number three. It's so important. I'm going to say the same things in the next service, but different scriptures and illustrations. Number three. Negative or wrong mentality. Now, I am looking at roots of causes, not just causes, roots of causes, captivity and bondage. Because it may not be a curse, it may be a bondage, it may be a captivity, and it may be a curse. So what I'm actually looking at is roots of causes, captivity and bondage. Negative or wrong mentality. When a person's mind is wrong, his life will be bound. In Numbers chapter 13 verse 33, the children of Israel spoke and said, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Meaning is, the way you see yourself is the way the enemy will see you. If you see yourself defeated, the enemy will guarantee your defeat. If you think you are a failure, the enemy will establish the failure. If you think that people from your side don't make it or don't become anything, the devil will confirm your mentality. We were in our own sight like grasshoppers. And because we were like grasshoppers in our eyes, so were we in their sight. Israel came out of Egypt. Israel came out of Egypt. But they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Because even though Israel came out of Egypt, Egypt didn't come out of Israel. Israel was out of Egypt, but Egypt was inside Israel. That was why they continuously began to say, take us back to Egypt. We remember the cucumber. We remember the garlic. We remember the leek. We remember all the things we used to enjoy. They were suffering. They call it enjoyment. A man can suffer to a point where he calls suffering enjoyment. Garlic. What is garlic? Cucumber, onion, leek, all manner of tasteless things. In fact, garlic will set your mouth on fire. When somebody eat garlic, you don't want to sit near them. Am I communicating? Israel came out of Egypt, but Egypt was inside Israel. Moses brought Israel out of Egypt, and God wanted Joshua to bring Egypt out of Israel. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That is called the grasshopper mentality. You can't fly like an eagle if your mentality is that of a grasshopper. You must change your mind today. Those who are on top don't have two heads. Hey! Those who are on the top don't have two heads. Those who are successful don't have two heads. Those who are in the front don't have two heads. You too can step there as the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am changing my mind today.
I refuse to be tied down with the wrong mentality. I am changing my mind today. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Negative or wrong mentality. Number four is the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Job chapter 3 verse 25. Job chapter 3 and in verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Verse 26. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. It should have been, and trouble came. All those things he did guaranteed the arrival of trouble. Please understand that fear is the magnet of both calamity and adversity. Anybody who wants adversity, who wants calamity, should allow fear to reign. You want the devil to walk and do overwork in your life, allow fear to reign. The fear of what happened to your father, what happened to your mother, what happened to your sister, what happened to your loved ones. The fear of what happened to people in your village. The spell, the spirit of fear is a root of captivity. Number five is the wrong words. The wrong words. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. Now if you look at Deuteronomy 30 and in verse 19, Deuteronomy 30, 19, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. You see? By your tongue, life and death. So the same way, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. How do you choose it? You choose it by your words. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Blessing and cursing, good or evil. So you can speak your way into the blessing, and you can speak your way into curses. You can speak your way into life and speak your way into death. People have died by the kind of things they said, and people have lived by the kind of things they said. People have exploded into unusual blessings by the kind of things they say. And they have stepped into unusual curses by the kind of things they say. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, change your word to change your world. Say, if you can change your word, you can change your world. You know, because the walls were framed by the word of God. I am very, very, very conscious of my speech. I mean, the people around me say anything that is contrary, I correct them on the spot. Somebody said that he heard a rumor that some people wanted to attack themselves. So I was in Port Harcourt when he was calling me. He said, so and so and so. So I said, no, say they want to attack themselves and their generation. He repeated, he said the wrong thing. I said, no, say they want to attack themselves and their generation. So he said, yes, I heard that some people wanted to attack themselves and their generation. I say, you are now talking. Hey! Hey! If somebody say he dreamed that, he saw that himself died or the devil died, and he said, I dreamed that I saw you die. I dreamed that I saw the devil die. See, I was in the dream last night, and I saw a coffin. They say it was your coffin. Not in my coffin. The coffin of the devil. Was it? Yes, I'm so sorry. I saw a dream last night where they showed me a coffin belonging to the devil. And they said the devil was inside. I said, yeah, you are talking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The whole of this world came by words. And God said, and God said, and God said. So what you say is important. In the world of the spirit, words are currency.
They have purchasing power.
That is why we speak certain things, because we know the currency of words is the strongest currency in the world. I'll talk about that in the second service. The wrong words. Lift your right hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, everything is working around me. I am blessed beyond the curse. The devil will never succeed around me. I must become everything God wants me to become, whether the devil likes it or not. So blessing is a function of words, and curses are the function of words. Number six, root of curses or captivity or bondage is evil covenants or agreements. Evil covenants or agreements. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 15. God was speaking and he said, because you have said we have made a covenant with death and with hell, are we in agreement? At agreement. So there are people who enter covenants. And some people do some very, very useless thing. Man and woman. Like bring your blood. I bring my blood. If it's not me, you won't marry. If it's not you, you won't marry. Who told you that? Who told you that? And then after a while, the man doesn't marry you anymore. Or the woman found somebody else. You already exchanged your blood. Put it inside glass. Inside wine. Drank each other's liabilities. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Cultic covenants. Cult rem. Somebody went somewhere, they say he wants to make money. They asked him to bring chicken. The first chicken he brought, his father died. He brought the second chicken, his mother died. Bring a third chicken, his sister died. That was when he realized that his chicken was killing his people. Today, every covenant you entered into, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, by the blood of Jesus, I declare them reversed. In the name of Jesus, they shall be reversed. In Jesus' precious name. If you have ever entered into any occultic ritual or any form of things, they say, oh, do this and that and say this and that. I declare today, as you hear this word and you agree with what God is saying, they are reversed.
I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by His word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but now I am delivered. Praise.
Number seven is called accursed. Accursed. A-C, then cursed. Accursed points of contact. Accursed. There are people who bring things upon themselves by certain things that are accursed. In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 18, Joshua chapter 6 verse 18, the Bible said, and ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. Don't touch a thing that is cursed, otherwise you become cursed. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. The challenge is that you may not know what is accursed until God shows it to you. Except you outrightly take an accursed thing. Somebody went into a shop and saw something that looks like a good decoration. It's an image of a doll or something like that. Like a good decoration. And brought the thing into the house. Bought and kept in the house. And that thing became a demonic altar, a satanic point of contact, an airport for landing of demons and forces. And the house came under fire. From the day they brought that thing home, that little point of contact, they had no rest. Until someone with discernment of spirit stepped in and said, what did you buy and bring into this house recently? And they took it away. That was the end of that satanic operation. You didn't know where that thing came from or what it was meant for. There are some people who have played certain music in their house and demons showed up because of where that music was dedicated to. The altar that produced it. There are people who have put some certain gifts. Some people gave them. Take this good ring. Good necklace. I just bought it for you. This good fine dress. They put it on and they find themselves somewhere in the middle of the night. Where they are sharing meat and drinking blood. Am I communicating at all? There are people who have put some hair contacts on their head. And their head came under fire. There is nothing that is compulsory in this life. I am not saying that everything has a challenge. Just be sensitive. You wear a cloth and your body is on fire. Set that cloth on fire or send it back to hell. You put something on your head or on your body or on your neck and it makes your life uncomfortable. Send it to hell. Am I communicating at all? Because children, a small boy gave his friend sweet in the school. And the boy decided to eat the sweet later. He put it in the pocket and went home. And the mother was checking the pocket and brought out what was supposed to be the sweet became a finger. So he would have thought he was licking sweet, not knowing that it was a finger. That's why one of the greatest counsels you can give your children is don't receive food from people. Don't receive things from strangers. Are you hearing something here today? I declare today, everyone who has been a victim of any occultic or witchcraft points of contact, anything that has ever connected you with curses or spells, today I declare they are broken. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift your hands and say, I am blessed beyond the curse. I am blessed. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. There may be more, but I'll stop here for these roots of curses, captivity, and bondage. Now, what are the secrets of the blessing? Number one, being born again. Being born again. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Say, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, verse 4. According as he has chosen us before him. Chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, being born again just causes you to step into the world of the blessing. Being born again. Number two. Obeying God and living uprightly. Obeying God. We saw how disobedience brings the curse, and now obedience will bring the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. It said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee. If you obey the Lord. Lord, is there any area of disobedience in my life? I don't want bondage. I don't want captivity. I don't want the curses. Is there any area of disobedience in my life? Open my eyes. Living with a man you have not married can establish you in the curse. Eating money that you are not given can establish you in the curse. All manner of crooked things, forged certificate and forged things and using it to look for job, all manner can establish you. Lord, is there anything Obeying God and living uprightly. Number three is kingdom service. Kingdom service. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing calf their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I'll fulfill. You shall serve the Lord. If God will not beg you to serve him, you will not beg him to bless you. If God is not begging you to serve him, you will not beg God to bless you. God is not begging me to serve him. You all know how I have literally dashed myself to God in all manner of restless service. The other day, some people were trying to calculate my schedule. I said, don't waste your time. Say, from Kenya to this, from this to Kenyan Land Ministers Conference, from there to my degree, and that he was in Kenyan Land and preaching in the church at the same time, and then from my degree to this place, and then the journey continues. You're just going and going and going and going. And I said, it's a fraction of what they know. If God is not begging you to serve him, you don't beg him to bless you. You can't sit in church for donkey years and do nothing. Not even to clean the toilet. You can't be coming to church for years and you cannot point to one person in church that came to church because of you. One person that was led to Christ because of you. No, that's not the way to live. This man was confronted. Wife took him to the hospital. And they came to the casualty, that is accident and emergency. And there was no bed to admit him. Left him in the casualty and the wife left him there. How can you leave your husband in such a critical condition? And went into the hospital and began to preach to the patients. Before he returned back, the man was healed. He said, I am well now. Without any form of admission, released straight from the hospital. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. The name, where's the madam? Yes, come join him. He shall bless your bread and your water. I see the blessing of God coming upon somebody. Look at your neighbor, say, serve the Lord. Don't live for yourself. To live for yourself is to live for small. But to live for God is to live for large. Come forward here. The young man and the 60-year-old girl, young girl. In the name that is above every name, fresh fire. You will fulfill your days. Arrows that want to take you out, return back to those who send them. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout power. Power. The blessing comes by service. Find yourself functional in church and functional in soul winning. Number four is covenant practice. When we talk about covenant practice, we are talking about giving and receiving. We are talking about tithing. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelt a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will no more curse the ground. By this offering, the curse is broken. And then in verse 22, he says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. By that giving, the curse was broken. The blessing was released. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 10, it said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Don't do yourself the disservice and the injustice. A man came to me some time ago. And He was stranded. Professional. Was stranded. Couldn't send his children to school. Wife is struggling and teaching and all that kind of thing. After I prayed for them, I assisted them with children's school fees. But I said to him, do you tithe? He said, well, no. I said, okay. I want you to begin to tithe faithfully. He began to tithe faithfully. He didn't get a job yet. But when the next school fees came, it was paid hundreds of thousands. He said, I don't know how I paid children's school fees. I don't know how these things are happening. Then he then told me, yesterday, he has got a job that will pay him $500,000 a month for a start. And I told him, congratulations. The first time I assisted them was the last. And he began to do what he was meant to do. Everything shifted. When a person is not a tither, no prayer can make life cheap. If you are not a giver, you are either a beggar or a borrower. You will. But that will never be your portion. Make up your mind today to sign in. I started tithing aggressively 36 years ago in the year of 1986 in the higher institution. And I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. Tithed from 30 naira pocket money of school. And now, the evidence shows. Beloved, it pays. The covenant practice. Number four. Five. Word revelation. The word, what you see out of the word, determines the blessing you can see in this world. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell. Blessed art thou. Peter saw a revelation that ushered him into the blessing. There is something you see out of the word that steps you into the blessing. Blessed people are awarded people. Talk of people like Kenneth Copeland, Bishop David Oyedepo, and the lineage of the blessed people that are physically and visibly blessed. They are people of the word. You cannot leave the word and access the blessing. Somebody say amen. Word revelation and impact number six is word declaration. That is your own mouth speaking the word. Like we said earlier on, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 19:21 and Deuteronomy 30:19. I am blessed beyond the curse. The limitations of my father's house can't affect me. I am headed somewhere no devil can stop me. The devil that can stop me has not been found. And you are declaring and announcing. You are declaring and announcing. The other day, I saw a scripture. And I just pictured it. Said, and of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. The Lord will cover him all the day long. And the Lord will cover him all the day long. And he will dwell in between his shoulders. I saw the picture. Deuteronomy 33 verse 12. And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by God. Say that God does not love me. That is the only condition where I'm not safe. The Lord shall cover him, not for some time, all the day long. Ola, ola. I am covered day and night because I have been accepted in the beloved. The one that blew me away, he said, I'm lying down between his chest. That is the position of my children. I lay them down on my chest and be praying for hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Which devil they born that can come and tamper with a child in the chest of his father? I see me lying down on the chest of El Shaddai. So there are things you see, fear dies. There are things you see, tomorrow is guaranteed. There's no madman mad enough to pursue a child into the bedroom of his father. The outcome is you see 2 mad people. Are you hearing what I'm saying there today? Hear me. And that position is a position of rest, position of supply, position where there is no problem under heaven, position where you have no lack under heaven. I prophesy to somebody here today. Your eyes shall open in a new dimension and you will see things out of scripture that will usher you into the blessing and deliver you from the curses and deliver you from limitations. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I am blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Give the Lord the praise. When you go back home, look at that scripture again. Word declaration. You declare it. You see it and you speak it. Number 7 is faith in God and His word. It's a root of the blessing, a source of the blessing. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed. Except you are not in the faith. Except you don't have faith. Except you are living in fear. Except you are living in doubt. Except you are living in unbelief. That is the only way you will not be in the blessing. But they which be of faith are blessed. And they are blessed with faithful Abraham. Somebody who is blessed, say, I am blessed. Somebody who is blessed, say, I am blessed. Is this a loaded blessing Sunday or not? Somebody who is blessed, say, I am blessed. So the purpose of the word is to fire in you the faith. For faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. So the word revelation you just got fires you faith. I can't be a beggar. I can't be a borrower. I can't be stranded. I can't be a pauper. This is what the word of God says. So you speak it, you act it, you talk it, you behave it. This is the equation. You receive it. You believe it. You behave it. You declare it. Then you become it. Say it again. You receive it. You believe it. You behave it. You declare it. You become it. You receive the revelation from the word. You believe it. You behave it. So you refuse to be pitiable and be a beggar.
You declare it, then you become it.
At times when you are declaring it, you don't look it at all. In fact, at times when you are behaving it, people will be mocking you.
So what are you saying? What was the evidence of what you are saying now?
But you keep on speaking.
Papa Yedeko said when they were talking that they will be preaching the gospel with aircraft around the world. He said some people will be winking their nose. What are you talking about? Aircraft? Do you think it is witchcraft?
He had a voice waging at that time. I think the plate number was LAW2310. Anywhere he arrives, you know, service has to slow down because of the sound of the engine. Yet he believed that it shall be the head and not the tail. So when they are coming on a bridge and a trailer is coming, they are praying to God, please deliver us from this trailer because the trailer can blow it away. The engine of the Volkswagen is at the back, not in the front. So wind can easily blow the front. But where they are today overconfirmed what they were saying when there was no evidence. Don't let the look of people stop your talk. Don't let the look and the behavior of people resist your action.
They may not believe it, but that's not important. If you believe it and God believes it, you will become it.
Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. 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 I am going somewhere. And I shall fulfill my destiny. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Finally.
Secret of the blessing number 8 is why we are here today. It's called priestly and prophetic release. Priestly or prophetic release, releases and declarations. The priest, the prophet over your life, his major assignment is to delete the curse and deploy the blessing. Number 623, on this wise shall you bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. What I am doing today is a major department of my assignment. The first Sunday of every month, as it is established in this church, is a major priestly assignment. So that the blessing can rub off on you, and the curse can go far to hell. All the things I am doing, I am not struggling to do any of it. By his mercies. Somebody saw me in Port Harcourt the other day. A bishop. And he came to the hotel. He said, the whole thing is so easy. He said, this is what I know. This is what we grew up with. This raw fire. He said, see miracle like water. He said, you are not even struggling. He said, you just say it. It just happened. See, accuracy of sharpness of prophetic word. And he said, and I said to him, I said, for your information, while I am there, standing there, I am actually enjoying my life. It is enjoyment of life. Life enjoyment is not, there is no burden of assignment. It's a very enjoyable realm. Maybe that's why I'm looking very young. Someone said, you are too young for your age. I said, maybe you don't understand my real age. That is why you are saying I'm young. I am in my 20s. The only challenge is that I have many years experience on the age. Many years of experience on the age. Do you know a 75-year-old man who actually is 25 years but has 50 years experience at being 25?
When he arrived at the age 25, he stopped aging. Years are going, but age is not flowing. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's how. I have a lot of many years experience at my age. Am I communicating at all? What am I saying? You are not permitted to struggle. Amen. In whatever you do with your life. Like priests, like people. You are not permitted to be a struggler. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest. Amen. Shout the loudest. Amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. It's a new season for you. Can I hear loud amen? It's a new day for you. Can I hear loud amen? You are blessed. Nigeria is blessed. And the agenda of evil in our nation has failed. Somebody say loud amen. The reason why I know that Nigeria cannot fail is that blessed people in this land are plenty. The anointing in this land is plenty. That anointing killed Ebola virus. How many of you remember the late Ebola? That anointing suffocated COVID. Where thousands and millions are meant to be dying on the street. And that anointing is suffocating banditry and terrorism. The land here remains a graveyard of everyone. Who taketh the sword? It remains the graveyard. When Jalingo, the last night of the crusade, Friday night, we poured oil on the ground and declared that the killers, that's right. I thought the voice will come out. The sword of the killers turned against each other. This was May 2021. 5 days later, clash. And the number one of those groups deleted. The battle hasn't started yet. The battle among themselves is just about to start. When Maiduguri last week, on the ground, anointed the ground. Are you showing something? Are you people okay? Praise the Lord. You have to be okay. You are okay. Yes, because I have to confess.
Into the shining light, into the souls of men, into the souls of men, we go shine the light, just a little darkness.
All right, let me not say anything anymore, so I don't confess negative on you. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray for ourselves, and we are going to pray for our nation, and as we decree it, we see it. We decree it, we see it. We decree it, we see it. When Herod attempted James, for one reason or the other, he may have succeeded. But when he attempted Peter, number one, he failed in the attempt. Number two, that was his last attempt against anybody. Because in that same chapter was the death of Herod. every witch, every wizard, every killer, every kidnapper, bandit, terrorist looking for you, looking for your family, looking for the church of Jesus Christ. Their end arrived finally. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift up your voice. We are going to read this scripture. Jeremiah chapter 51. Pray brutally after this prayer. Then we are praying for ourselves. Trust God to round off within the time we have. Jeremiah 51 and in verse 25. He said, behold, I am against thee. Everybody read it together. One, two, go. Yes. And I will make thee a burnt mountain. Lift your hands and say, Father, louder, Father, we take authority over every blood-sucking altar of terrorism, banditry, and kidnapping in Nigeria. We decree that those altars and their high priests be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Now, open your mouth and pray. We take authority over every blood-sucking altar of terrorism and banditry and kidnapping in Nigeria. We decree that those altars and their high priests be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 18. Everybody read it, one to go. Isaiah 60, 18. Violence shall no more be heard in Nigeria, wasting or destruction within the borders of Nigeria, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, everybody want to go. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your voice and say, Father, we take authority over the spirit of bloodshed, violence, wasting, terrorism, banditry in Nigeria. We arrest those devils and send them back to hell in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We take authority over the spirit of bloodshed, the spirit of violence, the spirit of wasting, the spirit of terrorism, the spirit of banditry in Nigeria. We arrest those devils and send them back to hell in the name of Jesus. We arrest those devils. We send them back to hell. We arrest those devils. We send them back to hell. We arrest those devils. We send them back to hell. We arrest those devils. We send them back to hell. We arrest those devils. We send them back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 13 verse 10a. Everybody read it, one to go. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed. Let's go ahead. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that those who take the sword in Nigeria will die by their sword. We ask that the weapons of terrorists and bandits will be permanently turned against each other until they eliminate themselves out of the land in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that
that those who take the sword in Nigeria die by their sword. We ask that the weapons of terrorists and bandits will be perpetually turned against each other until they eliminate themselves out of the land. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, pray. We ask that those who take the sword in Nigeria will die by their sword. We ask that the weapons of terrorists and bandits will be perpetually turned against each other until they eliminate themselves out of the land. In Jesus' precious name.
I'm aware that there are countries praying that may not have this peculiar situation, but you can apply it to your country as well. Everyone asking to destroy your country, may God destroy them. Ezekiel 32 and in verse 24. Ezekiel 32 and in verse 24. Everybody read it, one to go. There is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, falling by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down into the pit. Nigeria shall remain the graveyard of terrorists and their sponsors. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that Nigeria will be the graveyard of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of kidnappers, and their sponsors in this season. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that Nigeria will be the graveyard of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of kidnappers, and their sponsors in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Nigeria remains a graveyard. Remains a graveyard of terrorists. Remains a graveyard of killers. Remains a graveyard of bandits. Remains a graveyard of kidnappers. Remains a graveyard of their sponsors in this season. Jesus' precious name. Psalm 34 and in verse 21. Psalm 34 and in verse 21. Everybody read it loud and clear. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for the judgment of evil and wicked sponsors and financiers who introduce bloodshed, killings, terrorism, and banditry to Nigeria. Let their evil slay them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask for the judgment of evil and wicked sponsors and financiers who introduced bloodshed, killings, terrorism, and banditry to Nigeria. Let their evil slay them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We ask for the judgment of evil and wicked sponsors and financiers of terrorism who introduce bloodshed, introduce killings, introduce terrorism, introduce banditry to Nigeria. Let their evil slay them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 16. Everybody read it, one to go. Give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will give our nation, Nigeria, peace by all means and in all ways. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you will give our nation, Nigeria, peace by all means and in all ways. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you will give our nation Nigeria peace by all means and in all ways. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now shut up. Zatalata Fresco Satella Lavagabagadahara Rata Setella Lavagadahara Zorotala. Jesus, precious name. Do you believe God has answered us? Give the Lord a shout of victory. Now, this is prayer for yourself. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. He said, everybody read one to go. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Pray after me. Say, Father, I reject every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, or occultic curse over my life. I reject every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, family, occultic curse over my life. I receive the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary on my life right now. I reject the curse, ancestral curse, family curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, occultic curse, and I receive the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham, through the blood of Jesus at Calvary. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Receive it. Jesus, precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Something is happening right now. I see the glory of the Lord all over this place and all over our nation. He has answered our nation and he has answered us. Dread drastic events in the camp of the wicked within this week. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands everybody and just receive something right now. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Whisper that name, Jesus. Again. That's right. where you are. Oh, shut up, lift your hands everywhere you are. There is a release blessing. A release blessing. A release blessing. Drop it right now, everywhere. A release blessing. A release blessing. The ancestral curse is broken. The family curse is broken. The witchcraft curse is broken. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. That's right. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive the blessing. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive the blessing. Father, let a blessing drop. Let a blessing flow. Let a blessing land. Let a blessing swallow all the curse. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus! To tear the devil's kingdom down. Now, because of time, there are several healings and miracles and encounters that happened already. But I can take four or five at the most. Something happened drastic. While we're praying, the curse was broken from your life, from our nation. A physical healing took place, the lower waist condition, the back situation, that breast lump that looks like cancer that just died now, that migraine, that demonic headache that killed other people in your family, that is gone right now. Whatever happened to you, just four or five people, rush to the front and let's go. Now take this one, going up to the high places. Celebrate the King of Kings.
Kingdom now. Once we fall, will you believe?
I shall be
retrieved and refired back to hell. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat and let us know what's happening. We might not take everything one because of time, but we can take in the second service.
This is Victor Emmanuel. He said he has had spell that has lasted for the past 7 years. But at the shout of "I received the blessing," he said that pile is right now melted. He can't feel it anymore. That pile for 7 years arrested on the spot.
Get your hands. Every mountain that came here with you, the mountain returns back to hell. In Jesus' precious name.
So our sister said she's had 3 tears for the 3 children she got. The last one was 6 years ago. And she has had pain that place. At the shout of "receive," the pain disappeared. 6 years pain.
Lift up your hands. Thank you, Father. It's over in Jesus' name. While the ministration was on, God opened the eyes of people concerning our nation. Is there anyone out here or in there of the intervention of God and the release of the destiny of this nation? If you got that while watching online, also let us know. But today, under the next 72 hours, you are stepping into the realm of blessings beyond your imagining. Blessings you haven't seen before. Several of all the people standing, please, because of time, we can take some of your testimonies in the second service. And we'll hear from you in the second service. That's it. Yes.
So, this is Mrs. Frederick, and her child has been stooling blood for over a week. Here's a cocktail of medication that the boy has been on. Oh. Stooling every 5 minutes.
It is over.
She said while in the heat of the ministration, she placed her hands on his body and felt vibrations as the declarations was going on. And she has checked since then, no stooling whatsoever. She believes the boy is free.
Wow.
And is healed.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. All of you standing out here, your testimonies are permanent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Dance your way back to your seat.
Hallelujah.
And if we need to, we can take it in the second service.
Hallelujah.
He's the sound of victory. Clap of hand. In the locations, please, you can let us know. You can send us by mail what God has done in your own locations. Maybe in the second service, we can take it. Hallelujah.
That while you were praying, she saw a big hole dug up, and every bandit, their sponsors, and all that were involved in the problem of these nations, they will be tied and thrown into that pit right now.
Into the pit.
Into the pit. They were tied and being thrown into the pit.
He that diggeth a pit shall fall inside. Those who are giving others death, death is their portion immediately. Somebody shout, power! Death is the portion of every killer, every terrorist, every bandit, every sponsor, and every other financier in this nation, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Our sister saw another big hole being dug up, and they were removed.
Different people.
Different.
Both of them saw holes.
People were digging gold out of that pit. But the pit was very, very dark, and they would dig the gold and put it aside. But that place was dark. They couldn't see all the dimension. Then as you were praying, light came and cleared that darkness, and the gold inside could be seen. I think the Lord was still showing her about
that. That is the treasure of our nation that has been hidden by wicked people. Is coming out in this season. Somebody, how many of you are taking your portion of gold out of that? How many of you are taking your portion? Lift your hand, shout, I receive. Just very, very quickly before we release the blessing and take that communion. Everyone will say, please take your seat. Everyone here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven? Being born again is the first condition for the blessing. When you are saying, Pastor, I want to be saved. Wherever you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags,
and rush to the front. God bless you. It's already running. Rush to the front here and be the first to come and not the last. I'll give you the count of 10 and run and say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to God. I want to give myself to God. I want God to forgive me all my sins. I want to be a Christian, a real Christian, a genuine Christian. Quickly, run to the front here. One, I don't just want to be a church goer. I want to be a child of God. I want to be genuinely saved. I want my sins forgiven. I give you the count of 10. One. Two. Three. Four. Today, you are bound by an addiction, a negative lifestyle. You are smoking, you are drinking, you are womanizing, you are lying, you are cheating, you are in fraud, 419. You are bitter, you are an alcoholic, you are a drug addict, you are bound by something, and you want that yoke broken. I give you a second call, and I want you to run forward here and join us. One, count of 7. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. Two.
He has forgiven me all my sins and debts.
Quickly. Holy Three.
I love the man of Galilee. I love the man.
Four.
Of Galilee.
Five. The counselors learned from the last service. Everyone here today, you are not yet a full member of Dunamis Church. You want to become a full member. You've been coming to church, but you have not become a member of this church. Only 3 classes currently. 1, 2, 3. And you are through with membership class to get to know what this church is all about and what your role should be. Your responsibility as a member and the responsibility of the church. So that you can be planted, be rooted, so that your blessing can come unto you. You are not yet a member. You haven't done our membership class. You are just there. But you want to be a full member, so that the fullness of the blessing of this house can be your portion. Stand up on your feet and also join us forward. I'll give you the count of 7 and join us forward. I want to be a full member of the church. I don't want to be a spectator anymore. I have watched and sat on the side for too long. I want to be involved in the church.
We are here.
One. Rush forward at a count of 10. Two. Keep coming. Keep coming.
We are children.
Three.
We are forgiven.
We are one.
We are.
Children,
four,
we are
bless you. You are welcome. Counselors, what do we do so that they can be a part of this communion that we are taking right now? Would they receive their communion right here? Or you have a place for them right in there? Who is answering me? Alright, okay, proceed with them and let them be a part of that communion and also the part of the blessing. God bless you. We are happy to have you. Your life will never remain the same. God bless you. Move on.
Don't be tired. I said yours. It shall be well. Move on. Don't be tired. I said yours. It shall be well. Move on. Move on. Don't be tired. I said yours.
Hallelujah. Somebody who is actually truly blessed today, say amen.